The Up With The Bonnets podcast is brought to you by Hilltown Electrical. Hilltown Electrical deals with both domestic and commercial jobs. You can find them on Facebook or by contacting them on 07793 847 390.
Hello and welcome to episode 86 of the Up With The Bonnets podcast. I'm your host Danny Smith, and with me is a man that's still looking for love. He's still on the market. It's Mr. Paul Gray.
What the heck?
I just wanted to start some blind date type nonsense here for you, mate.
Danny, it's good to be back. Yeah, it's good to be back. Love seeing your specky wee face.
I love seeing that. Like bouncing off that big, huge forehead of yours.
I thought you were going to say something else there. Can already see the way that this podcast is going to go up and
it's
out.
Of the hit depths that you don't want to hit. But mate, let's just fire in about it. It is a happy pod. It's a Dundee win pod. A fine win in the city of Perth on Saturday. A victory which, going on the overall performance, even still, the opposition had some chances to nick something. I always thought that we were going to always come away with this win, mate, and we did. It was a game that we should be winning based on league position, form, and being the bloody better team.
We're the better team?
I mean, overall, no on the day, but I mean just being the better team.
Mate, look, great 3 points on the road, obviously. I think Doc was right in his assessment saying that they were probably the better team, but so fuck, winning ugly, mate. That's it.
That's how I've went. We saying we doesn't matter about that performance. We are the better team out them all, and that's it. Bad of
that's it. 3 points for us up the road, and they tractor boys are way off the pasture. Unlucky.
Aye, I mean, what a better start, mate. What a goal for young Lyle Cameron, mate. Absolutely fantastic.
Just everything about that goal, mate. Everything about it was brilliant. I love how, what's his name? Neil McCann pointed out Tiffany. Tiffany for chasing him down and putting the keeper under pressure, man. You see him, he's busting a gut to get there, eh? But what was
the keeper?
He wins
the ball, makes the run. Yeah,
what's he doing?
The keeper, mate. That Mitov's had a few howlers through the season.
I don't like him,
absolutely takes. Nah, I'm no big fan of him, but that takes a biscuit. I mean, I think he handballs it as well. But fair play to the ref for continuing play. He could easily blow his whistle right there and then because how far we were out with the ball. Mm-hmm. I think Sports Scene did the day, how many yards it was? Was it something
46. 46.
And I was going to fight to somebody in the middle of the park like that, it's got to be Lyle Cameron. You've no doubt about it that he's putting that in the back of the net, and he did.
Lyle or McCowan, either of them, if it fell to them, it was in the net. But come on, I loved how Baka, obviously Baka appeals for the free kick, but then see when he just lays it off to Cameron, you could see him pointing at the goal, right, as if to say, fucking shoot. And Lyle, head down, both pick that one out. Absolutely brilliant. What a start, mate. We were alive and kicking right from the word go, man.
And what I enjoyed, though, was the keeper, Mitov, complaining about something.
What was he complaining about?
What, a free kick or something like that? He's made an absolute howler, which I think was even better because on the run-up to the game, obviously, St Johnston, when they were advertising it on their own X account, had the keeper with about, 15 balls at him, and every single one of them was getting saved, and then not even bloody 10 minutes into the game, and he has made an absolute cunt of it.
That's probably the best way to describe it, mate. He's made an absolute no hunt of that. Like, honestly, what an idiot. Absolute idiot. I loved it. I was on the bus through to Glasgow for a gig, so watching it on my phone, and I'm pure screaming the fucking bus down when that went in. fucking yes! Two lassies in front of us were fucking half asleep. They weren't asleep after hearing me, I tell you.
And they'll probably think, oh, we're stuck behind or stuck in front of these. Again, this lot. Meh, absolutely luck. Absolutely piss heads.
Unlucky. They shouldn't have sat there.
But you kept on, after the goal, I mean, may as well just fly into it. McCracken in goal for us. Some fantastic saves.
He's such a keeper. Like, I really like him. I wasn't even going to really mention him, but I'm glad that you've brought it up. But he's just, there was one save he had in the first half. Was it? Yeah, it was the first half. It was a ball. The guy kind of like brought it down and then just hit it on the volley, and he just dives over and punched it. just Supermaned over and went punched. Ah, what a keeper, mate. Love him. I love him in goal. Yeah. Obviously, that's an obvious statement. It's not like he's a left back, but I love him.
Are you not going to say I like him up front?
Oh, I love him up front. Yeah. I think he'd do the job. The number 10 role.
I'm the same as well, and I know Carson has done well for us, but he's also made some mistakes, which is understandable. As a keeper role, you make a mistake, it gets highlighted. But for me, I've always felt like McCracken, I know he was called back because Norwich decided to change managers at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. But when Carson came in, and I think he was dropped straight away, or maybe not straight away, but he was put into the team soon enough. Yeah. I always felt a little bit, he might have found himself a little bit hard done by. So he never put a foot wrong at all in the League Cup campaign, and I think the opening game of the season against Motherwell. Didn't he really put a foot wrong? And then we brought Carson in, who seemed to be Tony Docherty's number one target for the goalkeeper role in the summer. And that was him kind of like, he was going to play his man, wasn't he? But it's good to see him come back and, you know, push yourself back into the team and
stake his claim.
I didn't see a way of Carson, once he's resolved his injury problems, you know, pushing himself back in between the sticks, because McCracken's doing a fine job there.
Absolutely spot on, mate. Absolutely spot on. He's came in, he's done what's needed. Good saves. I love how he commands his box. He comes out and wins balls and that. He's just, I don't know what it is. I feel more comfortable with him in goal. I don't know why. Because like you said, Trevor Carson, he's had some incredible matches there. Few mistakes. We all have mistakes. These things happen. But I don't know. I feel more confident with the boy McCracken in goal. Yeah, that's just me. But that sounds like I'm being total disrespect to Carson, but it's not. It's just...
No, I mean, you put any of them in the goal, I'll be fine with it. I don't know why, but I like McCracken. I really do.
Me as well, mate.
But I know what you're saying. If Carson was in goal, I would still be fine with it. I still feel comfortable. But I don't know if it's just McCracken's youthful good looks and blue eyes that makes me comfortable seeing him in the middle of the stuff. I don't know. It could be something like that.
It's more than comfortability, man. More than that. Nah, he's a top keeper. Got good positional sense and that as well. And like I said, I love how he comes out and claims crosses or just punches at you. There's no fanning about. If there's a wee bit of danger, bump. Had that. Yeah. I would love him to stay there on a permanent.
Never know, mate. He's out of contract in the summer, I'm led to believe. So might be something off in the pipeline.
Well, you never know. You never know.
But as much as he pulled off a few crack and saves, St Johnstone obviously managed to get back into the game, and it was a cracking goal for the boy, wasn't it? Overhead kick.
Sidibe. What is it? Sidibe,
yes.
I like him, eh?
First goal for... Well, he played against us, and I thought he, running down the wing at the game at Dens, he was skinning Shaughnessy, and, well, basically we're defence. But I think what let him down was, when he got to a certain point, he seemed to know any idea what he was going to do after that.
Nosebleed. Product.
It was kind of like Martin Boyle when he played for us.
Oh, right,
he would do the hard work, and then you would get to pass the last man and think, fuck.
Exactly. How did I get to this position? Nah, every time I've seen him, he's nippy, eh? He's quick, he's fast on the turn as well. I quite like him. I couldn't believe I saw him in his first goal.
I thought he'd already scored for St Johnstone as well. But
what a goal, man.
They're no renowned this season or last season or the season before for scoring goals.
Mm.
But he certainly topped it off in a fine style over a kick, and I was just bolted in the middle of the goal.
It's the way he's adjusted his body as well. See, like, just, and then, mate, an overhead kick, that's no an easy technique. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. I'm pulling a hammy even thinking about it. But the way he's put his body and then fucking bump right through the keeper's hands, like, no keeper stopping that, like, nobody.
Gotta be honest, I'm disappointed that you managed to get that, because I think Shaughnessy was marking him initially, puts the tackle in for the ball. He makes the run into the box. Obviously, Shaughnessy stays where he is, but then two players, Costello and somebody else, I can't remember the player, but nobody seems to pick him up, and it's in the back of the net. But
take none away from the boy, man. That was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, take everything away from the boy.
Fuck him.
It's no St. Johnston podcast, Paul. Come on.
Okay. I think I'm being too kind to them, eh? I think I am, mate. It's like I'm sitting on the fence a wee bit, where I should just be like, come on, fuck them. Actually, come on, fuck them.
That's the ball. Everybody's an enemy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and they were wheeling out TikTokers and everything further to promote the game and that. Get a grip of yourselves. Honestly, wheeling out a boy that goes on, oh, get out my fridge, get out my fuck off. Sorry.
Tell you what, the money to be made there, mate. Money to be made there.
Maybe you should start a TikTok account.
You should start one, and instead of saying about random footballers to get out of their fridge, you should be saying, San Miguel, tin, get out of my fridge.
Get out of my fridge. Hand. And in my belly. Yeah. As I'm having one conveniently right now.
Aye, so if anybody doesn't know, there was a popular TikToker, Luke Bennett, who was invited to the game, and some people made big deal about it. Obviously, not too much on your side, because hardly anybody knew what was happening. But he is most famous for doing TikToks where people say stuff like, what would you do if Thierry Henry was in your front living room? And it always ends up, get out, or something like that.
Made
him popular was somebody said, what would you do if, like, was it Canty was in your fridge? That's it. That's the generation of this, of what we're living in, Paul.
It's absolutely embarrassing.
If we go to war, I'll just end it.
Just wave the white flags. Done. Like, it's still, thankfully enough, Jake was able to tell us who he actually was, because I didn't have a fucking Scooby. Do you know what I mean? But that's the depths that they're sinking to get TikTokers in to boost the game or boost their fans. Are you joking? How do you get a fucking ex-player or something?
I didn't think it was an official St. Johnston thing, but it was a weird link-up.
Did they not tweet if the original account? Like, the St. Johnston account?
No, there's a St. Johnston fans account that pays for the blue tick.
Oh, my God.
That's what you're thinking. Aye, so before we even go on about winning, let's be honest. Like, we've rolled out a few characters in our time, so who would win in a fight, Wagner or Luke Bennett?
Oh, Wagner, every day of the week, mate. He would absolutely destroy him. Absolutely destroy him. Don't remind me of that. That was a really strange phase for Dundee.
We've just ripped in about the TikTok, and we forget what we paid people.
We're a pop idol boy.
Constantly to give videos to mock our neighbours when they were getting relegated.
Oh, that was funny. That I must admit that was really, really funny. Yeah. What a strange time. Yeah. Anyway.
An amazing time.
Oh, it was. Good memories, mate.
But anyway, we scored the goal to win the match.
We certainly did.
Great goal, I think. I thought it was a really good goal.
Class goal, mate. Class. Look, absolutely class.
Luke McCowan driving it in, and Bakayoko between two players puts the foot out and past the keeper, and scenes,
mate. Absolute and utter scenes. I had a really bad feeling, obviously, when they scored. I thought they were kind of going to push on and get the win, but Kim, I liked about that goal, mate. I love how it started. Just a wee triangle between Donnelly, Cameron and McCowan. Brilliant play. Wiped the players out. Donnelly, he puts a ball in, obviously, but he got a bit fortunate with that deflection, eh? It just landed right onto McCowan's toe. Class. But McCowan wasted absolutely no time. Low and hard, mate. Fair play to Barker for pulling off the boy Gordon, eh, to get in and get that goal, though. But yeah, like...
What? What?
He pulled him off, yeah.
Right, okay. I no wonder he was a few paces behind him.
What is going on here?
I've not got a clue, but...
Oh, it's funny, though, yeah. It's funny. Good finish, though. I'm chuffed for him to get a goal. He has come in at a wee bit of stick, you know, for certain things, but I thought he had a really good performance on Saturday, yeah. I thought he was one of the standouts for me, like.
So I think it's been a while since he's actually found the back of the net, isn't it? He's kind of found himself on the sidelines as well. I say sidelines, a subby bench. So to see him get back in with a goal, that's fantastic. So if I look, try and look back, was the last time he scored the goal?
Livy.
Livy. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Aye, so yep. It was a good few months, in January the 27th. Aye, so that was goal number 6 for him. And like I say, he's a player that puts himself about, but when it's no working for him, it just seems like nothing works from that game.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it just seems to happen with some players that one thing goes wrong, that's it for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, like the first touch is going to be a second touch, and so on and so on. But he just had to, as in your words, pull off Gordon.
Yeah.
And, get ahead of him and stuck the foot out, and that was it. And after that, I mean, never thought Dundee were going to lose the game. But, I mean,
nah.
That wee bit at the end, I think it was Carey that came on. Rattled the post.
Oh man, then, I forgot about that. I forgot about that until I was watching the highlights. And that was Neary's, mate. That was Neary's.
And even I was just going to be same old Dundee with the victory in their grasp, finishing line right in front of you, and we were just going to fling it away. Then the ball corner header. Or was it header after the top of the crossbar? Comes back again. McCracken goes to get the ball, gets it. There's not much in it when you see the replay, but what Dundee player was it that's going into McCracken?
I think it was Donnelly.
Was it Donnelly, yeah.
I think it was Donnelly. Why did that go to VAR, mate? There was no need for that to go to VAR to review it. It seemed like I was in the boozer, obviously watching on my phone, and it felt like it was getting reviewed for about 10 minutes. He's clearly hit it out of his hands. There should be no argument at all. At all. Keeper's got the ball.
He's in control of the ball, even when he's on his way down. And Ryan McGowan's put himself in that position, knowing full well that as soon as that ball goes down, it's hitting off his head and going at the keeper's hands.
Yep.
I know, like, Sports Scene, Neil McCann got the instantly slow thing, and I think his hand comes off the ball, but it's no conclusive, is it really? And even if it was, even if it was conclusive and he never had control of the bat, it still wasn't a goal.
Never a goal in a million years, mate. To be fair, though, you'd be screaming for it if it was Dundee, but
we'd be moaning if that was on the we'd be moaning like fuck right now.
Oh, well, 20
minutes in, just continuously moaning. The ref and VAR
should have got that last minute equaliser. Fuck's sake. But hey, the keeper's got the ball in his hands. It doesn't matter if it's fucking. What did McCann say? He goes, it's like his left hand slightly came off the ball. Nah, never. Never. At all. That really angered me, yeah.
I thought Neil McCann was one of us as well, eh?
Yeah.
And it goes and spoils it by saying something stupid.
Daffy.
Like his hand was after bar.
Like I said, I just can't believe that it actually even went to VAR, and it took that bloody long for them to come to the conclusion that we all knew that it was not a goal.
Yeah.
Embarrassment, mate. Embarrassment. You know what, as well? Sorry, Danny.
No, go.
Do you know what else? I think Sports Scene done the dirty on Big Mo Salah, eh? Because he was absolutely incredible, man. He was an absolute colossus Saturday. Absolute colossus in the middle of the park. But you hardly got to see anything on Sports Scene of him.
How many kicks to the head did he get?
I think it was three. I'm sure, it's definitely two that I remember anyway, obviously, because I was on about 10 pints. But definitely two. It might have been three. But he was, mate, he's everywhere, eh? He's absolutely everywhere. Wins everything. He's just, give him the player of the year now. Eh?
Yeah.
I would.
I noticed that there was a wee thing. So, George Cranby, the Tully Courier, done an article about players that have got contract in the summer for Dundee. Mm. And he's got Mo Salah Doun as one of them. But when you look at Dundee's announcement of the signing, it says a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
But I think George says that he had it verified for him or for somebody that is a 1-year deal with the thingy of an option of another year. But I don't know on whose term, if you know what I mean.
Is it not?
Was it the player?
Did I know? I can't remember who I seen tweeting that. Has he not got to make so many appearances? And then that triggers the year's contract, the extension.
I've not got a clue.
Unless I've dreamt that up, I'm certain the club obviously put it as a 2-year deal. I was always under the impression it was a 2-year deal. So, mate, I don't even want to think about him leaving like Dundee ever.
See what's funny. I done a thing for, was it the BBC at the turn of the year? And it was like your biggest disappointment so far. And I put down Salah, but not as in a bad way. Just saying as in we've heard good, we Hartlepool, there was a lot of, reasons why you left and fans weren't happy. But on the other hand, fans were saying he was easily their best player, which was the most annoying thing for them, was that he was their best player and whatever happened. It doesn't really matter to us now because he's performing for us.
Week in, week out, mate. He's a standout every day of the week.
So my thing when I put biggest disappointment was purely because we've actually not seen him yet really play. He's came on here and there and, maybe had a game and dropped and came on as a sub. He said, but we've actually not seen the player that Hartlepool said was the best player, perform yet. And push it.
Again,
it wasn't done in a malice way. It was just a case of that is a disappointment for me because we're not getting a chance to see him. But, mate, colossus in that midfield.
Colossus. Absolute colossus. He's just, I'm running out of words to describe. I'm running out of superlatives to describe him, mate. He's just, like I says, he covers every blade of grass. He's been walloped in the coop in two or three times, you know what I mean? Still gets up, he's still fighting the cause for Dundee. Honestly, cut him, he'll bleed dark blue. He's just, but I think you could cut him. Nothing could penetrate him. Nothing.
there's a joke here right now. I'll not go into that. You're trying to set me up.
Oh, you nearly bit there, did you, Danny?
I nearly did something there, yeah.
Oh, what? He's just unbelievable. And I mean, look, he's keeping Boateng at the team. That's all you need to know. I mean,
it's amazing when you think Boateng at the start of the season, he was your best player, and Salah coming onto that position. It sounds bad. I feel like I'm saying a lot of things that sound bad that I don't mean to sound bad, but it's like we've upgraded. It's a shame that both of them kind of played together, though, because
I know what you mean.
I think he's a great player, and again, I would like to have him back here next season, but with Salah, I'm like, you know what, if we're wanting to better than what we've done this season so far, he is going to be one of the main men that we've got to get signed up if, obviously, this whole option of another year. I'd be speaking to him now saying, look, I'm not even bothered about you reaching that appearances. Could we just get you signed up next season?
He's just so good. He is honestly an absolute joy to watch, yeah. Like I said, he fights his corner. He fights a team's corner. He's everywhere, mate. Honestly, he's just everywhere. The amount of times that you've seen him clearing a ball or going through a boy, win a tackle, he busts a gut for Abdi, eh? He's just, honestly, apart from Donnelly, he's like my favourite player.
his attitude is the big thing for me, because he signed for us. Dundee paid whatever it was, undisclosed fee, might have been just a couple of thousand because he had no future at Hartlepool. But it's took a while. He's had a few stop starts, but it seems like his attitude hasn't changed at all. And for what I've been told, his attitude hasn't. He's just kept his head down and got on with it. And I see, that's number one for me.
He's like, a Mr. Dependable. Yeah, he's a Mr. Dependable. He turns up and he does his job, and he does it brilliantly. Yeah. And honestly, I kind of speak highly enough of him.
There's a thing there, though. Like, didn't listen to opposition fans about why players left clubs, because it isn't true, unless you're speaking to fans that seen Martin Woods play for them.
I never want to hear his name ever again, man. I mean, Craig Curran, honestly, I want them erased from my memory. I'm scarred.
It was only a few years ago, but it seems like a fucking lifetime ago.
Mate, it does.
The pitch at Dens Park.
Oh, it does, like, yeah. But, I mean, look, the past couple of performances, I mean, the Aberdeen match and then this match, it's been proper team performances. And I love how Doc, he did come out and obviously say that we're one of the better team. But so fuck, we dug deep and we fought for every ball, you know, we got the victory, and that's all that matters for me, yeah. A team could hit 80% possession, but it doesn't matter. Look at the fucking score at the end of the game. That's it. As long as we score more than you, off you pop.
Mate, we've been a better performing team in a good few games this season and no came out as victors. So
exactly.
Swings and roundabouts, but it just shows you that sometimes, it's just about having a professional performance about you.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be any bells or whistles either. Mm-hmm. Just go out there, do the deed. And if players are just... if the opposition team are getting chances, if you're comfortable enough for them to be taking pingers for like 30 yards out and you've got a good keeper behind you, let them, because eventually you'll go up the park and, you know, nestle one in the back of the net. Paul's laughing. I don't know why.
You've just... This entire episode has just been like a big innuendo. It's like you're on about doing the deed and pingers. And want to be penetrated and on. Sorry, mate. Oh, I'm absolutely sweating. That is so funny.
We're just speaking here, mate. There's no underlying tones to any.
There's definitely not. Maybe just. I wish the listeners could see what I've just seen, but I'm not even going to go into that.
I don't see anything.
But look, mate, look, 3 points, and obviously, and we sneaked back into the top six. Back in there.
So obviously, the results ruined the nation. Obviously, Rangers beat Hibs 3-1. That's the only one that really matters to us.
Yeah.
Is getting back in. Well, I say, no, the only really matters. We've got Sipman and Kelly, who, you know what I mean? We've got a game in hand. I know it's against Rangers. They're on fire just now. They're topping the league. Well, they were topping the league until Livy won this afternoon. But we're looking at Sipman and Kelly. And you've just got to keep plugging away at the hope that, you know what, we match Hibs' results or better in the next, because we only need 6 points out of the next three games. And it's a tough task because Motherwell at home, to me, that's the most winnable one there. Rangers at home, well, then again, what we're going to get against the Old Firm, we Dundee this season. Because 9 times out of 10, it's ended up in an absolute spanking.
Yeah.
And then we've got Aberdeen up at Pittodrie, where our track record isn't that good at all.
No.
They've just picked up a win there against County. That might kind of spur them on a wee bit, we don't know. But
We've been saying that all season, though, Danny. Everybody's been saying that all season. I honestly kind of see it. I think for us, what the Hibs have... Who have they got? They've got...
St Johnstone.
They've got St Johnstone and Motherwell in the last two games. I'm sure St Mirren have got Hearts and Celtic. I'm sure that's their last two games. Mate, look, telling you. Fuck the top six, man. It's fifth. We want fifth.
That's exactly what everybody's played for, Kelly and St Mirren. I think you know, I mean, they're wanting fourth just to be guaranteed European football, but Hearts, Rangers or Celtic, one of them's going to be winning the Scottish Cup, which means, you say, an extra spot for a wee travel abroad goes down to fifth spot. So that's the aim. I think fourth spot's going to be well out of our grasp, really. I think it's fifth that we're going to be looking for.
Only six behind Killy, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So five, what is it, five behind St Mirren? Four behind St Mirren with a game in hand, I think?
I think it's four behind St Mirren with a game in hand.
Five ahead of Motherwell. What's that, five ahead of Aberdeen? Look.
Yeah.
European football beckons, eh? I tweeted that the other night, eh, and it's got about 15 bookmarks already, eh?
Rightly so. Rightly so. People have got to always cover themselves when they see tweets like that get put out.
I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do, retweet it? Oh, no! Oh, no! I'm telling you, mate, look, it's weird. It feels like it's these three games we've got. That's like it's the end of the season, but there's still going to be another five games after. Do you know what I mean? So, look, like, it might be it is a big ask, you know, to get to fourth there, but look, Killy, was that six, did I say we're behind them? It's a couple of wins, mate. It's a couple of wins.
Aye. Like I say, it's weird where you are at the break, obviously, because you might close something back, you never know. You might get into the top six, but it's still the same gap, and then it does look kind of daunting because it's not just St Mirren and Killy you've got Hearts, Rangers, Celtic, so the chances of picking up points at them games like fall drastically. But you've got to keep plugging away at it. You definitely got to keep plugging away at it. It will be disappointing, though, to make top six. Not disappointing as in, fuck's sake, Ken should have done that. Disappointing as in being thereabouts that you do want to get that position. And, you know, getting top six might mean a couple of more defeats, but you're earning a wee bit extra cash for your league standing. And depending on, I think Dundee would be due three home games. So you're looking at, I mean, all these games will mean something apart from the Hearts game, but Hearts do bring a good away support. So, you know, it's always wee positives that go in with it.
I think if we don't get top six, I think you will see a lot of folk, probably like I've done in the past as well, going, but if we'd won that game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, for the drop position. But I think if we get top six, then nobody's going to give a fuck about that.
No.
They won't. That'll just be forgotten in the memory, and it'll just be like, look, we're top six, we're a newly promoted team. You hate that. We're a newly promoted team, Daddy. But I know I've always kind of jested about, you know, Doc, you know, and his mantra of, you know, the mentality and the character of the players and that. But I could really see this team, if we sneak into that top six, I think we will see a determination to go even higher. So, look, it's not over yet, mate. So plenty of football will be played. Like, European football will be on its way to Dundee. Like, passports ready.
When?
Right now.
Right now. Okay.
Right now. I'm telling you. Mate, look. Yeah, let's just do it. I'm going for it. I'm saying it. European football, mate, and I mean it.
Okay, that's a. It's a nice wee dream to hear. I'll be the opposite of you and say I'm just hoping to get top six.
Watch this, we'll finish eighth.
Yeah.
Hitchforks will be it.
Oh, ninth Aberdeen and Motherwell go above us.
Aqua, the newly promoted team.
Yeah, go back to that. Sexy, first season back, lads, eh? Yeah, I want to simmer down a wee bit.
Yeah, can I? Calm down, boys. It does feel weird, you know, like having a team that you feel confident about. I don't mean that bad for like previous Dundee teams that we've had, because let's admit, some of the teams that we've seen have been absolutely stinking, eh? But this one, I don't know, you feel like you can really get behind them, eh? There's something about this group of players there. There really is. I just can't put my finger on it. I can. I think it's Tony Dock. 100%.
And the sooner Aberdeen get themselves a manager, that's no him, the better.
Fucking right.
Put them rumours to bed.
Honestly, mate, that process, I thought they had somebody lined up, eh? That's an absolute shambles.
I think the whole, it just screams shambles to me. The whole thing, I mean, I think even like their stadium, I think they've actually got the planning permission for their stadium and there's not even started it. And that's Gouffier's down the line. And the whole process that they've done, we managers the last couple of seasons, and he's an interim manager and he gets a job, another interim manager, then they get the job. And I think they've had more interim managers than actual
managers.
Yep.
I think you're right.
And that the promise of a manager brought in before the end of the international break, and yet there's still nobody there. Again, it's, I said it was Nathan Johnston podcast. It's no an Aberdeen podcast either.
We're
waiting until
we're covering every key demographic. You know, this is an unbiased podcast, okay?
Right, we've done us, we've done the farmers, we've done the sheep.
Yep.
Spoken like a true Aberdonian, done the sheep.
Oh my word, honestly. You've hit the nail on the head. The quicker they get a fucking manager in, the easier we can relax.
Yeah. There was one thing that I don't know too much about that happened at the game, but obviously the club have released a statement. It was the young Dundee fan, Levi Rennie, who was injured by one of the pyros getting chucked. I think Levi does the drums for one of the, is it the groups?
He's brilliant. Honestly, what a drummer that lad he is.
Yep. I don't even know what age he is, but he is a really young laddie, but he's putting out there. But yeah, unfortunately, he was hit by a pyro, and it's, I mean, when you see the picture initially, you think there's no much to it, but then you see the close-up to it, and it's burnt his skin. And I think somebody's put, might have been his mother or some relative, that basically they've got to wait 12 months before you can even look and get surgery on it because they have to let it heal. always spoke about pyros on this, saying, they look good, it's no for me though. And after this, it's still no for me. If you're going to be chucking a pyro, make sure it clears your own fans before even attempting it, because... Look what's happened, eh?
Mate, it's millimetres for his eye. You know what I mean? It could have been even worse. Like, absolute fucking shit show. I'm sorry. It's absolute shit show. I'm no for it either. I mean, you see it in like the European leagues and stuff like that. Yeah, you're right. It looks cool as fuck. But it's no for me. You didn't need smoke like that to create atmosphere. You just use your voice.
I've seen some people say, atmosphere and all that, and I've seen some people on Twitter have some opinion about why this should be there, and I'm thinking, kids just got hot and nearly fucking got hot near the eye, and you're having to go to people for questioning it, and it's like, nah, no. that's absolutely ridiculous, but you didn't need that to create an atmosphere. You've got your drums, get your flags, get all that, you know, day display, go and do all that. That's what creates some atmosphere.
That's what I mean, mate. You don't need the flares, you just need your voice. So, and sing the songs, back the team. I'm sorry, it's absolutely...
Everybody is back in the team, but I think we just need to take a wee look and say, like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And I'm actually surprised that this is the first one that I've seen happen in Scottish football, to be fair. Mm. The way some have been flung about... But yeah, I mean, hopefully Levi makes a quick recovery and he's back at Dens, you know, banging them drums and creating the proper atmosphere within the section. I can't remember the name because it changed name, didn't it?
What was that again? Section Southeast section. What is that again?
Changing section. I honestly feel bad now that I can't remember. But yeah, hopefully he's back. And it's good to see that, like, the club had to release a statement and they are going to be doing something with him. They'll probably invite him in, meet the players and everything like that. So
quality.
I just hope it doesn't affect him wanting to come back to games.
Exactly. That's the main thing. I really hope it doesn't. Yeah. Because last time I was at the St. John's game, he actually let me play the drums for a wee bit. I thought it was absolutely brilliant, but it was really, really crap. But top laddie, yeah. And he's like I says, he's from a drummer myself. Like, he's an incredible drummer. Like
a drummer myself. That's Paul trying to put it there. I used to play in a band.
I did. Good drummer.
Back in the MySpace days.
Absolutely, mate. It was incredible. Nah, I really do hope the laddie gets a quick recovery. I can't believe that, though, with the surgery, though. That's fucking mental, like. Poor guy.
But, yeah. Mm. But, yeah, quick recovery, mate, and we'll see you back at Dens. So, up next, Motherwell, Dens Park. Mm. Basically, Motherwell, their top six chances took a... They're still there, but they're not going to mark top six either. They're needing basically us and Hibs to absolutely, like, arses collapse on both of us, and it's not going to happen to both. It might be happening to one, but no, both. So they're obviously coming to Dens on Saturday, and I can't see them getting dragged into a playoff spot at the bottom either.
Nah.
I think they're just kind of one of those teams that they're there. Yeah.
That's exactly what I've typed up. They're there or thereabouts. Like, they're just, yeah, they're just there.
They're too good to get dragged into the playoff spot, but they're also, like,
they're not good enough.
They're not good enough to then get top six.
It's been stop start for them kind of all season. I thought they were going to come on to a good game because they beat Livy away and they beat Rangers away. And you were thinking, oh, here they go. And the boy Bear was scoring. And you were thinking, they're looking no bad here. But then, who did they get? They got beat at home by somebody. What was it? Can't mind. Aberdeen beat them. Do you know what I mean? And Aberdeen are the worst team that I've seen at Dens this season anyway. Absolutely. By a fucking country mile. And so, if they could beat Motherwell, ipso facto, we've beaten, you know, Aberdeen, you know, yeah, 6-0 Dundee.
I mean, Motherwell, they're definitely no, like, a bad side.
No.
They've just been inconsistent, and they've definitely missed Van Veen this year. Like, it's Theo Bears came in and basically upset a lot of people by scoring goals because nobody thought he was going to score goals, and he's been their top markman. But I still feel like with them coming to Dens and what we're needing to play for, we should hear that wee bit extra about us.
I think we will.
Yeah. There'll no be many changes. I'd be keeping the same team that was put out on Saturday. There'll be no many people I'd be looking to change. And I think we've seen that the past good few months that Tony Lockett, he's got his starting 11. And that's what's getting put out. That's who's performing and getting goals and results. So you're never going to change anything just for the hell of it.
Nope.
I think Beck, he's still a good few weeks away. I'll probably be into the... after the break, to be honest, before we might even see him back, if we see him back. So you got Dodgson will be there, and so he'll be, obviously he's playing in his more comfortable position.
And he's performed.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I forgot to touch on that. Like, you see that, you'll see it in the, if you watch the highlights again of the St. Johnstone game, you can actually see he makes one of those, kind of those marauding runs for left back, and he cuts into the middle, and he settled back Yoko for a chance. That's the Dodgson I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I wouldn't be changing anything. Like, I think the team picks itself, it really does. Mm-hmm. Especially that middle three, that middle trio that you've got. That is world class.
Yeah. and also you've got Motherwell. I think Blue Spittle's signed for St Mirren, hasn't he?
Is it St Mirren? No, it's Hearts, is it not?
Oh, Hearts, sorry. He announced that. So, I mean, I didn't say players have ever done tools. Players, like, 9 times out of 10, didn't done tools, but he's got his big move. He's one of their main players, and you're kind of hoping, yeah, I mean, there's no much to play for them. Hopefully this is a game that we can just get in there and
run riot.
Early goals. And no, I wouldn't want to say run that. I was waiting to get that goal difference brought right down because it might come to goal difference for the top six spot.
Ah, you never know.
I'll be absolutely biling about purely because of that Celtic game if it does. Because a lot of people said just move on, doesn't matter. So, got lost 6 goals on my goal difference. But yeah, it's going to be. It'll be a tough game. Will be a tough game. Every game's been a tough game. But I think Dundee will hate in them. To go away and mark it 3 wins on the trot.
Mm-hmm. I think we will. I have every confidence that we will. Nobody's going to tell me otherwise. Eh? Absolutely not. 4-0, 5-0, fuck it, 6-0.
getting them goals back, Paul.
Yeah, getting that six back, you know what I mean? Yeah, so we'll balance it out. I really do. I just... And then maybe St Johnstone do we favour against Hibs?
I mean, if they'll be able to do that and we got the victory.
It depends on what Hibs turn up. It depends on what Hibs... You know, there's times when you see Hibs and they're frightening, and then there's times that you see them and they're absolutely louping out. If St Johnstone perform like they did against us, you know, because obviously they up their game because it is their derby, you know. But if they play like they did and Hibs are not at their best, St Johnstone could sneak a win there.
I know. And I think it's Hibs are the one that have the slip up and we win. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it, basically game over. So do kind of hope that the pressure might be on them a wee bit, eh? But then that I've coming up against St Johnstone, to be honest. Who
Desmond it might... 2-2. It'll be a footman Desmond, I'm telling you. And it'll be 6-0 Dundee. Top 6 here we come.
And then we'll start thinking about getting the passports out.
Mine's already out, mate. I've got it sat at the side of my bed. It's ready and waiting, mate. I've already ordered the Dundee cover for it and nothing, you know what I mean?
What a nerd.
Absolutely.
This man needs a bib in his life, honestly.
No, he really, really doesn't. Too much hassle, mate.
Just wait to see, actually, aye.
I must admit, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. You know, the games are coming thick and fast. You know what I mean? I'm just... I've got a good feeling about Saturday, mate. Really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on, mate. Let's move on to the last bit of the podcast. I put out a Q&A because we've missed it the past few... I say missed it. I couldn't be bothered putting them out the last few times because
I know.
On the back of a postponement and I didn't want to get hijacked by other Rangers fans. So I'm not having my phone getting blown up.
Fire away. Let's go for it, mate.
All right, let's see. There's a few. Who's worth more? Silla, McEwen, or Cameron? That was from Surrey on a Budget. Oh.
Cameron.
It's got to be Cameron because of his age.
Mm. Yep.
That's what I think. Go
with Cameron. But see, for me, Silla, every day of the week. He's priceless.
Mm-hmm. Aye, because maybe people might look at the build, the height, and just think that boy's got absolutely everything.
He gets
booted in the head numerous times in the game and still just keeps battering them up.
He just he just gives himself a wee wipe and that's it. He's just someone else. Yeah.
Jake Shaw, who has the best mullet? Billy Ray Cyrus or Ethan Hampton? Ethan's obviously Dense Park Choir, being on Open Goal and does the Dark Blue preview show. And that's, but Ethan's got rid of it, so I feel like we shouldn't really get to him now. To be fair, actually, no, come on, let's put it there straight away, Jake. There's nobody that's going to win best mullet because it's a mullet. Nobody deserves to win it.
Exactly. One of the stakiest haircuts you could probably have.
Again, another problem with the generation right now.
Shocking.
Bringing back the mullet. Fuck, what next to perm? We the lassies.
Fucking heck, man, honestly. Christ.
Fuck. Oh, speaking of, Ethan's next on the list. Bend it like Beckham or bend it like Lyle. Lyle's got everything. He's got
Lyle
everything.
Does, eh? He's technique on the boys and like someone else, yeah.
Beckham got by on his looks most of the time.
He did.
You know that Lyle's an ugly person. He's a good looking laddie.
Yep.
But he's got the ability.
He's got really blonde eyebrows, eh? Have you noticed that? Like, they're really blonde.
He definitely wears, like, when he's on holiday, he wears, like, a multicoloured hat with the umbrella on it.
He does.
He's no tanning, is he?
Nope. No, definitely not. I was going to say something there, like this, the boy from Me, Myself and Irene. Was his name Limey or something? He's just white. That's Lyle.
You're not going to ask if he has white bits because you already see them.
You do. But what a player he is, mate. I tell you, you could put a fucking 50 pence piece about 70 yards of film and I guarantee you could dig a ball onto it. He's just fucking class.
Yeah. Mac Malloy, how far do you think Cameron can go in the game? I think we've been asked this before. It's basically just As far as he thinks he can go, to be fair.
Ballon d'Or. Next season.
Minimum a Champions League final.
Mm-hmm. Medal. Winner's medal.
Minimum winner's medal. Fair there.
Mate, I put out a jokey tweet, like, I think they're thinking of expanding the amount of players that you can have in the national team and that. And I'm sure somebody said that came for the Euros. And I'm sure that the stipulation is probably going to be that they hate to be under 21s. Cameron, telling you.
That's a great idea, to be fair.
Maybe I've made that up. I probably have. But, mate, he'll be captain. Like.
Well, if no, get on the phone to Platini on FIFA and tell him. Actually, he's in the jail. You know, get them for fraud or something like that.
Is he, yeah. Who's the other guy then? Who would have phoned the Baldy boy? Infantino or something. The guy that was at the St. Mirren match. I'll key him a bell. I'll key him a bell.
Aaron Campbell. As it's only a matter of time before McCowan or Cameron move on to bigger things, what kind of offer would you say is acceptable? Well, hopefully McCowan isn't, because he wants to stay. Mm. Obviously, he's been quite public with it. Cameron, obviously, he doesn't really speak like that in the press. So I think you might see Cameron move on before McCowan. Mm-hmm. And I think the situation Dundee are in, it would have to be a really good offer, to be fair. No joking when we say that he's no £500,000 player. We've seen players with less ability go for more.
Absolutely, mate. You see some of the money players go for and you're like, what?
But it's just who's willing to pay what, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep. But I think obviously you've got to bear in mind, and you do have to be realistic with this, mate. He's got a year left on his contract. So if somebody came in £500,000 in a sell on, Dundee would probably bite their hand off for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, he's valued at about £10 million.
Yeah. He's been given the even though Benetti's valuation of Gavin Rae at one point when he was like, he's £8 million. By God, he was £8 million.
And then if you go by inflation or that, he's so like Lyle Cameron is probably about 20 million now in today's market.
Ian Ray, is it a derby? Nope. And has Craig Levine cheered up? Nope. See the thing about this, right? So see in the archive, see when it had St. Johnstone matches, even way back in like the 50s and 60s and 70s, they all label it the Tayside Derby. It's not something that's just popped up. It's always been labelled that.
But it isn't, though, is it?
It's not, is it?
It's not.
Decades of journalism have got it wrong. How could they get it so wrong, eh?
Oh, just so wrong on so many levels. But Craig Levine, wow. He's a greeting puss, eh? He is, eh? He's just a greeting puss. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And here we go. Here. Tony Portales, DSC. Shout out to Tony Portales, DSC. What a Twitter page he's got. Love it.
Give us the win, yo. Give us the win. I love when that gets tweeted out.
He's put, have you invested in Darable stocks?
No.
No, really, no.
We are tired of the mockery. Give us the win. I love that song, eh?
You just keep them videos coming, boy. They were absolutely fantastic.
Sensational, look. Sensational.
Oh. Mickey boy popped up saying, ask the situation with McCracken. What? What's he done?
What's that all about?
A vague.
We will ask, Mickey. We will ask about the situation. I'll just go and say,
what's the situation with him?
What's going on?
Doe put Tim Hortons or Krispy Kreme, neither. Overpriced, every single one of them.
Neither of them.
Get yourselves to Baines.
No. Get yourself a, what's the name in the town? Fisher and Donaldson.
Fisher and Donaldson.
Fudge Donut. Ooh. Coffee Tower. Sorry. No, not the Fudge Donut. Get the Coffee Tower. Blow your mind.
Now you've got me. You've got the juices flowing here, Paul.
Oh, mate, have you never had a coffee tower for you?
I've had a coffee tower.
Mate,
yes.
I just want to bathe in one of them.
Orgasmic.
Honestly, it is. But the fudge donuts, they're like, it's like a brick, you know? It's just, Oh, man, I want one of them right now. Eh?
Look at that brick of a fudge donut in your hand and fucking get it down the gullet.
Oh, God, my mouth's watering.
Andy Keefe, Melon or Tiff up top? I like Tiffany now. I know I never liked him, but he's...
I've liked Tiffany all the time.
He's... No, I didn't mean like that.
Yeah, you did.
He is getting himself into this team, and Melon has to put in a good few sub appearances, really knock out of the park for him to kind of dislodge him.
I think Tiff's getting better each week, but he really is. You can see his work rate as well. Like I said, obviously with that goal, he had no right to chase that boy down there and put the keeper under like that. He's getting better. And he had a chance in the second half as well, where he just turned quick. Side net in there. Same side net in the Rudden hit.
Yeah, that fucking side net in the season. Fucking Jesus Christ. Ryan Cruikshanks, he's gave it a picture as well. Why hasn't Luke McCowan acknowledged his supporters club yet? Luke McCowan SC, and he's got a picture of Luke McCowan celebrating, photoshopped on top of the law. That's what I like to see.
That's brilliant.
Ryan's like his biggest fan.
Is it not like one of the worst bits of Photoshop editing you've ever seen in your life?
That's what he's going for.
Yeah, I like
that. With a flag, and he says the worst bit of Photoshop, the better.
Yeah.
Ryan's his biggest fan. He's definitely going to like this is your biggest fan, like Stan, the Eminem song.
Definitely. Let me count
as soon as you can.
What a player as well, man.
Gary Sampson, I think, does he ken you? He's put favorite gig, favorite Simple Minds song.
Oof.
You've also just been to a Simple Minds gig.
Honestly, what a gig! Simple Minds are one of the best bands on the planet, and Jim Kerr's honestly one of the best frontman ever. Eh? He's just the worst.
McCugnell was the frontman.
What are you on about? That's Simply Red.
Easy.
Didn't you bother, eh? Oh, easy. I was waiting to slap you there, eh? Favourite gig? That's... Oh. But see, the thing is with gigs, I don't even remember 99 out of the 100 because I'm usually blittered. It's usually the whole day is just brilliant.
See, a favourite gig, but it was just chaotic. Was back in the day when the Baby Shambles played in Fatty's.
Oh.
The middle of Fatty's before they had Fatty's Life.
That would have been no bad.
When Pete Docket was at the height of his heroin addiction, but he was just like belting out with bangers. But when you went to the actual performance, it was just wild. But you enjoyed it because it was just non-stop.
Class. I would say either New Order in Manchester, Oasis at Hampden, or actually me and my mate Bursi went to see Foles at that Glasgow SG3 or something. It's like an outdoor thing. Oh, what a day, man.
I love how you pick Oasis at Hampden and I'm like Pete Docket when he was like on the heroin and Fatty's Live. That's it there. That's the gig.
There's so many gigs. Creamfields, many moons ago with my brother. Oh, it was just unbelievable.
Right, let's move on. John DFC3, should Lyle Cameron be on the plane to Germany? He should be flying the plane. All aboard Lyle Cameron's fucking airlines. Here we go.
Should he be? Probably won't, because obviously, you know, Clark tends to pick his... He's kind of set on his squad, is he? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think
when you look at... I think when you look at the squad Scotland have got...
Middle of the park are strong.
Yeah, it's you know, John McGinn's and all that. It's another level for anybody in Scottish football, to be honest. If you think about banging on that door,
that is.
Except from Callum McGregor. Hi. John
McGee should be.
Took that in serious.
John McGee should be in there. Better not Patterson, boy.
Here's a good one. Dexter Hampton put, recently reread the Real Lee Griffiths blog, and it's still one of the only thing I've ever read that had tears streaming down my cheeks. Have you read it? And if so, favourite parts? Mate, that is one of the best blogs ever. And if you've not read the book, get the book, The Tartan Special.
I'm sure. Absolutely. I've got the book. I'm sure I've only read it. I'm sure I started it and then just didn't bother.
Mate, read it. It's The best book. The best book.
The best
number one at Watson's in Dundee still.
Released 20 years ago or something.
Honestly, Dundee Barry absolutely knocked it out of the park with that.
I'm sure I've got that book. I just don't know where it is. I'm going to hunt that out. If I can't find it, I'll just buy another one.
See, Dundee Barry that wrote that is one of the most funniest guys I've ever been in the company of before. Before a couple of games, like meeting up in Glasgow and all that. Honestly, that boy, he's unhinged.
Excellent.
And that's the best thing about it. See, when somebody's unhinged and funny, you've got me.
Yep, sold.
You've got me, babe. Yeah. Lee Robertson, is most silly human? Might be a stupid question, but it's the fact that he got booted in the head 3 times. Yep, he's done it. I said it as well. I still played on. The boys, like you said, he's a machine. Colossus.
Yeah, he's an absolute machine. No words, mate. He's just unbelievable. Player of the year for me, like.
The last in here, from 1049 Goffo, we have a wee owl emoji. Do you think Tony Dock, Lyle Cameron, and Luke McCowan will still be at Dundee next season? Tony Dock, yes. Purely because I know we went on about the link to Aberdeen earlier on in the podcast, but the fact is that they seem to be going through people now, so obviously he's not first choice for them, and if he isn't a first choice, I kind of see him leaving to be somebody's third or fourth choice. Lyle Cameron and Luke McCowan, really hope he signs because he wants to sign. Lyle Cameron could be another thing. I can see somebody coming in for him. I really can.
So can I, mate. If he keeps performing, I still... I don't even want to speak about it.
To be honest, Paul,
do you know what I mean?
If I could see somebody coming in for Luke McCowan as well.
I could. Mate, that's what happens, though. If teams perform, then there's going to be... There will be vultures. There'll be people eye-spying Lyle, especially when he's playing in the under-21s with Scotland. And he's scoring goals. I still couldn't believe it's only his fifth goal that he scored this season. I'm sure it's his fifth or sixth. I thought he scored more than that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there will be teams. I guarantee there's teams already ready and raring to go to put an offer in for him. I really do. I just hope it's not a team in Scotland. Hope he fucks off. Mate, I would love to see him go and do what Lewis Ferguson's doing at Bologna. I'd love to see him go to Italy, man. He would absolutely nail it in Italy, man. He would.
Mm-hmm. I think Lewis Ferguson's basically guiding, he's captain of Bologna.
He's captain.
And talking him to the Champions League. Am I right there? Or
he's captain, definitely. He's learned the lingo, and they absolutely adore him across there.
I love how he's took the gamble. He took the gamble going abroad instead of taking the easy transfer to a championship team in England.
Celtic's reserves or something.
Or Celtic or Rangers, where, fair enough, he might win a league and a cup.
Mm-hmm.
But he took the gamble, went abroad, and he's became a better player for it.
Absolutely. Obviously, I wouldn't like to see him go, but if he was to go, get out of Scotland, just go and do it, see the world, mate, and absolutely smash it. You'll probably end up playing for like Venezia or something in those cool as fuck strips that they've got.
Or Birmingham City,
something like that. don't do it to yourself, Lyle.
What happened with Jig Strip, then do it.
Southampton, a team like that, do you know what I mean? Got an impure plan on his career. Just stay at Dundee, mate. Stay at Dundee. There's nothing to see in the world. Is that the same? Fuck it.
We're building an Eden project in the road and everything.
Exactly.
Aye.
Exactly.
My building's getting put down at the riverside. Stay.
Stadiums and that, Ken.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Why would you want to leave?
Pretty sure we're named like top one place to live in Forbes magazine.
Exactly.
What else could you want?
Exactly.
But that's it. That's enough for gibberish this week, Paul. Enough cock jokes as well, to be honest. Let's be honest, every joke's been involving the member. So we'll move on. We'll also speak to you next week at one point, after the Motherwell game. Paul, it's always a pleasure having you on this podcast.
Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. It really has.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to get it up here because I
can't get it in.
I'm going to get up and then I'm going to get something else here. Because I keep getting Martin's company wrong when I say thanks to our sponsors. So I'd like to say thank you to Hulltown Electrical.
Hey!
There we go. The first time in about 15 attempts. Because I've been saying Hulltown Electrics and Hulltown and probably everything else. Probably thanks for Hulltown Plumbing.
Hulltown Joinery.
Yeah.
Hulltown Electrical. Mum, yep. Gosh,
so thanks to him, who, again, cheap plug, came up and done loads of work at my house. Fantastic. Yeah, thanks to our listeners as well for staying on this podcast and having to listen to cock jokes. We'll see you next week.